This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
Oh, this is the same owner that tried to replace Sperano by going behind his back. Can't say Ross is not involved. Dude, that's a great point. This is why I said yesterday, I don't know who to trust anymore. I don't know what to believe. So when people tell me that Ross is not meddling, that's a great point on your part, bringing up the Harbaugh situation. Fantastic. That's why I told you, I don't know what to believe anymore now. And after this flow offensive coordinator mess, and like I mentioned yesterday, for those of you that weren't listening, you think about all the screw-ups that have happened right now, okay? You think of everything that Flo has made a mistake with, and draft picks right now aren't really coming through, so it's a bad look for the GM. So if you continue on this path and you only win a couple of games, normally that costs people their jobs. And let's say Tua goes on the awry and doesn't really look good from here on out, then you've whiffed on the quarterback. That normally gets you fired. But if they're not firing them and they're allowing them to make the Watson move and make other moves, then I wonder who did make the Tua decision. You get what I'm saying? Because it's kind of odd. So I don't know if Greer really has made all the – I know he hasn't made all the decisions, because it's obvious that Flo has had an influence in a lot of decisions made. But I'm still wondering, what about the Tua one? Because supposedly, if all of you are unhappy with Tua and you're so quick on giving up on him, then that's normally a fireable offense. Like, why did you draft somebody at number 5? So if you're not firing them, then maybe Greer and Flo didn't make the Tua pick. Maybe it was the owner. And now the owner says, oh, yeah, you guys were right. Go ahead. Go get Watson. I don't know what to believe. And this gentleman brings it up that, you know, he did go behind Sperano's back to go talk to Harbaugh.